Good evening, I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. A new VPR poll shows Vermonters are divided over resettling refugees here, with significant numbers on both sides of the issue. It's the first time a VPR poll has surveyed residents on the question. VPR's Steve Zint has more.
45% of poll respondents said the arrival of more refugees would have a positive impact, but a sizable 35% of those polled said the overall effect would be negative. There's also a serious political rift on the issue. Two-thirds of Republicans see an influx of refugees negatively, while two-thirds of Democrats view it in a positive light. Among those who identified as independents or affiliated with other parties, about half came down on the positive side and 30% in the negative column. Justin Tanger of Mount Holly, who participated in the poll, embodies both sides of the debate. Tanger, who identifies himself as a Republican-leaning independent, says contact with people from diverse racial and cultural backgrounds is a good thing.
I think in a sense, you know, it's good to sort of meet people like that and abolish knee-jerk stereotypes.
In fact, cultural diversity is the biggest positive reason to bring refugees to Vermont, according to those who took part in the poll. But Tanger is also alarmed about the recent attacks in Europe, and he's concerned about Muslim refugees, like Syrians, coming to Vermont.
A much higher percentage of Muslims hold extreme views against people with Western beliefs than other religions. And, to deny that, I think, is sort of foolish.
So for Tanger, the pluses of refugee resettlement are tempered by some potential negatives. But on balance, he sees a benefit.
We can't just shut people out because of their religious belief, you know, for controlled immigration, and, certainly Muslims are going to be a part of that. Immigration as a whole, I think, is a net positive.
Among poll respondents, though, only a small percentage saw refugees' religion as a negative or cited safety or terrorism concerns over them resettling in Vermont. That's pretty much where Fiona Harris comes down.
I think that the screening process is going to be so tight at this point because of that fear that the people that are coming through are just looking to come to somewhere safe.
Harris sees welcoming refugees as both an American tradition and a humanitarian issue. She identifies herself as a Democrat and says she's sensitive to worries that an influx of refugees would increase competition for jobs and resources. But she feels those problems could be managed, and if they are, Harris says refugees could help the economy.
Once you get those people in jobs, then they've got to buy their groceries somewhere. That creates more things. And when they feel safe and they feel that this is their home, then they want to set down roots.
The economic benefits of refugee resettlement were echoed by Andrew Gribben of Montpelier, who says we need more working-age people in Vermont.
I think that's one way to do it. I think Vermont has had a good history as far as various ethnic groups that we've taken in.
The people we spoke with for this story were all familiar with the debate in Rutland over refugee resettlement there. 66-year-old Bob Maxim, who lives in nearby Clarendon, thinks bringing in refugees will only compound problems in Rutland.
They have a hard time taking care of their own. We walk around downtown and see all the homeless people down there.
Maxim is voicing the most frequently mentioned negative impact of refugee resettlement, that it would take financial resources used to help other people. Interestingly, while just 45% of those polled thought refugees would have a positive impact, 58% said they would support having them resettle in their home communities. That's because some people who said the impacts would be negative or mixed are still willing to welcome refugees. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.